Bezras Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Tez Zayin in Meseches Megillah. It is the 733rd daf in Shas. We're learning in Bein HaMitzarin Tavshin Ayin Dalad, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our learning continue to be a zchus for those soldiers who are risking their lives so that we can continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Beinu HaKadosh and Eretz Yisrael, and that the population here should continue to live their day in and day out lives. As we've seen miracles that I've mentioned to you in the past, there's no question that our davening and learning has a part of it in the Olam HaRuchni, but in the Olam HaGashmi, Alpi Derech HaTeva, only because of the amazing Mesiras Nefesh of Achenu B'nei Yisrael, are we able to learn together today in Avira Deretz Yisrael Demachkim. Let's pick up on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to continue with Agadita. It's going to continue to darshan the Megillah. And we'll pick up actually on the last line on Tev Vav Amud Beis. And that is when Achashverosh finds that Mordechai has not been rewarded for informing that Bigson and Seresh were plotting against him. The Pasuk says, Vayimotze Kosov, asks the Gemara, that doesn't seem to be the appropriate tense. Shouldn't say Vayimotze Kasuv, but Vayimotze Kosav, that they found that it was once written. Mi boile, that's what it should be. It should say in the Pasuk. Rashi explains that Kasuv seems to indicate that it was written at that moment. And that is not the correct shot, that it was written in that moment. Melameh, so the Gemara tells us a fascinating agadita. She Shimshei, that is the sofer of the king Mochek, he was erasing it because they didn't want it to be publicized that it was Mordechai that had done the Hatzalah of Achashverosh. But Gavriel Kosov, and Gavriel kept on writing it. He was frantically erasing while Gavriel was rewriting it. Amar Abbas, the Gemara continues at the top line, Zayin Amud Aleph, Darash Rabbi Shila, Ishkvar Tumasa, Umak Sav, Shelemata, Shozchus, and Yisrael, Eino Nimchak. When it comes to something that's written downstairs, in other words, in the Olam Agashmi, in this world, in the physical world, that was written on behalf of the Jews, in this case, written on behalf of Mordechai, doesn't get erased. Ksav shelamala, if there's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu writes upstairs on our behalf, Lo Kol Shekein, certainly it will not be erased. So it's good to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write things upstairs for us, because good things for us, because that will not be erased. The Pasuk also says, Vayomer HaMelech Manasi Yikar Ugdula Mordechai Alzeh. Of course, HaKashverosh asks, well, how was the reward? Vayomer Narei HaMelech Masharsav Lo Nasa Imoy Dover. Nothing was done for him. The Lashon over here of Imoy Dover is interesting, because what should have been responded to was Achashverosh's question. Was Manasa Yikar Ugdula? Amarava, so Rava explains, Lo Mipnei Sha'ovin Es Mordechai. It's not because they loved it, Mordechai, El Mipnei Sha'sonim Es Haman. But rather, what motivated them was their hate for Haman. By that time, it was already publicized that Haman and Mordechai were enemies. Of course, Mordechai representing the good. And these fellows in the courts of the king also did not like Haman, but they weren't interested in giving Mordechai great honor. So they just said, Lo Nasa Yimo Dover. And the point was, they wanted to raise up a little Haman's foe to make his life a little bit differently. Of course, Haman comes into the Chatzar Beis HaMelech. The Pasuk continues over there in Perek Vav. And he's coming to do what? To suggest to hang Mordechai al Eitz Asher Hechin Lo. The Eitz that he's prepared for him. Tana, we learned that really he didn't prepare for Mordechai, but Lo Hechin, that he prepared it for himself. And he suggested, Achashverosh that is, that whatever Haman had said to give him such honor to be done to Mordechai, Vasein Kein le Mordechai, Amale, Manu Mordechai, Haman was in disbelief. Which Mordechai? Amale Yehudi. He says the Jewish one. Haman can't believe this. Amalei Tuva Mordechai Yikab Yehudai. There are many Mordechais. Amalei Yoshi B'Shar Melech, the one who sits by the front gate. Amalei, Haman challenges. Sagile B'chad Iskarta. It's enough if you'll give him one small village. Inami B'chad Nahara. Or give him a river. But to put him in the big damn Alchus. Amalei, Sachashur Satam. And Hanami Havlei. what you just suggested, let's give him that too. And hence, the pasuk concludes, Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta, all the things that you said, including those that are not recorded in the pasuk, and that is even the hamlet that you had suggested should be given to Mordechai. A tremendous musar from here also in regards to the kavod, that you see the biggest part that bothered Haman was not giving him quite a bit of real estate, but rather was that he be honored more than him. Tremendous, tremendous musar. Vayikach Haman eslavush vesasus vayalbish es Mordechai, he dressed Mordechai. Azul ashkeche, he went and he found Mordechai. Diyasi rabbanon kameh, the rabbanon were sitting in front of him. Umachale hilchas kmitza l'rabbanim, and he was teaching the halachas of how to do kmitza of a carbon. Rashi explains four lines from the top that it was the 16th of Nisan, and therefore they were learning about the halachas of the carbon ha'omer, which is brought on the 16th. And of course, there is a part that's scooped out, which is called kmitza, with the three fingers, and he was teaching them that. Actually, our Masechta concludes that there is an inyan to learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag, to be Osek in the Halachos on that particular Yom Tov. So even though, unfortunately, at that time, the Omer wasn't Nogeya, but nevertheless, we see that Mordechai was being Osek in it according to Rashi. Kiv Nechazi Mordechai De'apik L'Kable, since Mordechai sees that Haman is coming toward him, V'susei Mechad B'Yadei, and he has this horse in his hand, Mirtas. Naturally, Haman wasn't a nice guy. Mordechai was afraid. Amar lo l'Rabban, he said to Rabban, Hai Rishol l'miktel nafshi kasi, he's coming to kill me. Zil mekame di lo sikavu b'gacholte, let us hide so that he doesn't burn us. Bayi shat nesatif Mordechai v'kam lei litzlusa. Mordechai then gets up to Davin. Asa Haman v'yasev lo kame, Haman sits in front of him. V'oirich, and he waits at the Salik Mordechai Letzilusei until Mordechai has finished davening. Amarluhu b'maya sikta, he asked him, what have you been involved with? What sug you're up to? Haman says to Mordechai, Amralei, so Mordechai tells him, Isvan shemesim yish kain, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, Mande Minadev Mincha, Maisi Mali, Kumtze de Silto Mischapele, they would take out a kometz, which the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that it's the parallel to the Zrikas Hadam for a carbon, for a carbon mincha, it's a knitza, and that with that they chained atonement. Amar Lohu, so Haman says to him, Asimalai Kumtze Kimcha Ditchu, your comets that you guys brought came along, v'dachi, and it pushed away, asara alfi kikri kaspididi, my 10,000 silver coins. And of course we know that he had bought Achashverosh with that purchase. Arsha points out something absolutely beautiful, that this is a living example where learning the sugyas was considered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we had fulfilled it, at least for and not only that, Haman himself testifies that. Mordechai said to Haman, Rasha, you're an evil person. Eved shekan nechasim, eved lemi unechasim lemi. A servant doesn't have his own money. And Haman, you are my servant. And therefore, everything you bought with your money really has no power. So Mordechai says, don't even think that your money had any power altogether. This, of course, is recorded by other Ma'amarei Chazal, that Haman was the Eved of Mordechai. Amar Lei, so Haman says, let's get cut to the chase. Kum levush hari mani, v'rochav ha'yisusa d'boi loch malka. I'm going to dress you, and we're going to go on the horse. Amar Lei lo yechino, I can't do it. Add until I wash and shave properly. It's not honorable to dress up if you're not entirely shaved and bathed. Shadra Esther Vasartinu Lukule Be Bani Lukule Mani. Esther commanded that all of the barbers close up their shops. In other words, there was no one to shave Mordechai except for Haman. Va'il ihu levei bani, and Haman had to take Mordechai himself to the Merchatz. Va'aschei needed to wash him. Vazvai Sizuzi Mibesein had to bring his own scissors. Remember, this is the viceroy to the king, the Koshakal Bey Mazia, and he gave him a haircut. Badi the Koshakalay Ingad V Isnach. He groaned. Haman groaned from the embarrassment. Amalei Mordechayasa Maikam Isnach. Why are you groaning? Amalei. Garadav Khoshale Malcolm Ikuli Rabruvanoi. Someone who is more chashuv than anybody else. Hashul Shavna Balon Visapir, he becomes a washhouse attendant and a barber. Amale Rasha Vilav Saprashok Farkartsuma Isa. You were once a barber yourself. In other words, you've forgotten who you really are. Tana Haman Sapar Shokfar Kartsum Haisa Haya Esimishtaim Shana. We learned that in truth Haman had been a barber for 22 years. After he took him for the haircut, he dressed him. Amalei, Haman said to him, Sakurachav, go on the horse. Amalei, Mordechai said to him, Lo yichilna, I'm not able to. Dekachisha chaloi mimei tanisai. My body is so weak that I can't climb on the horse myself. Gochin v'salik. So Haman bent down so Mordechai would step on him. Kisalik boitbe. When he bent down, Mordechai hit him. Now, I'd like to add that I think there is this very dramatic and important psychological warfare that's going on over here. And we see that clearly, that the momentum begins to change on Haman. Haman returns to his house, Avel v'chafui rosh, after this event. And then he's rushed off to his encounter with Esther, and then boom, he gets it from the other side when Achashverosh asks Miuzev Eze who, and Esther points him out. Now, if Haman had not been demoralized already beforehand, and he wouldn't have been on the defensive, he might have been able to respond. So hence, Mordechai is not just getting a shtach at Haman. It could very well be that what Mordechai is doing, although maybe there is room, as Gemara will discuss, but it could very well be that there's something more, that he's gaining the advantage, the emotional advantage. Five lines in Amalei Loksiv L'cha. Haman asks to Mordechai, doesn't it say, B'nefola V'chal Tismach? So, how are you rejoicing? When your enemies fall, you're not supposed to rejoice. Amalei Hani Mili B'Yisrab. That's only with another Jew. I will be D'tchu K'siv, but with you. In other words, he doesn't say all non-Jews, he says specifically you, those who are haters of Jews, va'ata alba moisei moi sidrach, that we're supposed to emphasize that we walk and we pounce and we prounce on the things that they make holy, because those things are antithetical to what we are. Va'yikra l'fanav, and of course the pasuk says that Haman fulfilled Paro's Achashverosh's request to call out, Kochi Asalisha Sharmel Chafetz Pikiro, Kehav Nokit Va'azel B'Shvila Debe Haman, when they were going on Haman Street, famous Gemara, Chazise Barte Dekaima Igra. His daughter was on the roof. Savra, she thought, Haide Rachiv, it would be logical that the one who's riding on the horse, who's being honored, is her father. Her father's been getting the honor all this time. And the opposite, of course, is true. V'hai demaski kameh, and the one who's leading him, presumably, is Mordechai. Shokle atzitza deveis hakisei, she took the atzitz, that is the bedpan. We have this in Hilchos Shabbos. Graf shel rei, which is part of the atzitz. So she took this bedpan, the beis hakisei, from the bathroom. V'shadise areishe davua. And she threw it on the head of what she thought was Mordechai, but turns out it's Haman. Dola einei, she lowered down her eyes, and she saw Davua, who that fell, she had thrown on her father. Naflam Igral Aru Mesa. She committed suicide by jumping off the roof. Then Mordechai returned to the gate of the king. Amar of Shesha, she yasha l'sakel l'taniso. Then he went back to davening. In other words, Mordechai didn't get too excited about the honor that he got. He realized that he's got big and more important things to do than to worry about his kavod. V'haman nitchaf al beisai avol v'chafui rosh. Haman comes back to his house. He's an avel, and he's a chafui rosh. Avol al bito. He was now an avel due to his boy. V'chafui rosh al she'irolo. And he was a chafui rosh because of the embarrassment and the guk that was on his head. There's a very famous and beautiful vart that points out that why is it that he's called first an Avel and then a Chafui Rosh, then the events happen in the opposite order. Didn't first the garbage land on his head, and then only afterwards did the daughter commit suicide? Supposedly this question was asked to Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz when he was a child, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan, and he answered brilliantly, where he said, if you assume that she realized that before it landed on her father's head and she jumped, even though it was after she had thrown it down, so the halacha is that if someone throws something down from a roof, let's say a vase, and a second person comes along and breaks the vase as it's heading down with a baseball bat, the first one is chayev because mana tfira tavar. The Gemara in Bava Kama tells us the one who broke it was already breaking something that was inevitably going to break. So she was a dead woman already. If someone come along and hit her when she's coming down, she's already halachically dead, barring a miracle. So therefore, he already became an avel before it had landed on his head. Hence, avel v'chafui rosh. That was the brilliant answer Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz had given. Again, the assumption being is that she jumps off before it actually lands on his head. In contrast to the chiyuv of nezek of embarrassing somebody is only after he becomes embarrassed. Gemara continues, leaving aside the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan's beautiful vart, we continue on the second wide line after the indentation on Tezayin Amanal Vesapar Haman Lazer Shishtoil Cholo Avav. Haman calls for his wife and tells him all the bushes that he's gone to. Karlo Avav or Karlo Chachamav. He called first those who he was closest with, the ones he loved, and then those who were the Chachamim. According to some Mefarshim, what the Gemara is saying like this, that the reason why Avav are mentioned first is because these fellows really weren't Chachamim. However, they became Chachamim, as we're about to see. So the pasuk reads like this: Vayisaper Haman Lazer Shishto L'chol O'Avav, etc., etc. And he told them, Vayomer Lo Chachamim Zer Shishto. So the Avav became Chachamim. So what happened? Karle Avav, the Karle Chachamim. They serve Avav and they're called Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan to teach us. Kol Omer Devar Chachma. Afilu Mu'as Omlam Nikra Chachamim. If someone says something wise, even if he's a Gentile, in other words, he doesn't say Chachamim normally, but he's mechaving, according to some Mefarshim, to Chachmas HaTorah, so then in such a case, he's considered a Chacham. What did they say? They said, Im Mizera Yehudi Mordechai Yehudi. If he's from the Jews, so then the odds are, Lo Sucha Loi Kinafal Tipa Lefanav, you're going to fall. What did they say to him? Amrulei, Im Mishar Shvatim Kasi Yecholislei. If he comes from the other Shvatim Mordechai, then maybe you'll be able to overcome him. But you won't be successful against him if he comes from the above Shvatim. That he has the hand on the neck of his enemy. Inach, the other Shvatim of Binyamin and Ephraim Menashe, Tichsiv Bu, Lefna Ephraim, Binyamin and Menashe, Oras, Gurasecha, they're able to be Ma'orer, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they said a Shtikl Torah about the strength of Yehuda, Binyamin, and Ephraim Menashe. They also say, Kinafal Tipa Lefanov, they really shot his confidence. They said to him, to Haman, you're going to fall in front. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Shtein Nefilos Ala Lema. Why the double lashon? Amar lo uma zo, this nation meshula laafar is like dirt. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "V'samti azaracha kafara aretz meshula kacham." Is also uses a metaphor of stars. Kishen yardin, when they're down, yardin ad afar, they go all the way to the ground. Ukishen olin ad kachavim. So if they're going up, you have room to be scared, and that's something for us to realize that there are times in our history that Kadosh Baruch Hu has lowered us and then raised us up, and there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees that when the things stay good, they will stay good forever. And what we have to constantly be working on is to make ourselves the best people that we can be to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha to us and entire world, and ultimately to bring the Gula Shlema. Pasuk continues with Sarisa Amelchi Giu Vayavilu. And the officers of the king brought Haman. He's rushed. Melame cheviu bevela. They brought him entirely verklempt. Pasuk continues. Kinim karnu ani v'ami. Esther reveals, says, she's about to reveal where she comes from, and she says, I've been sold. Kein atzar shavu v'nozak hamelech, and ultimately it doesn't even help the king. Amra lo, Esther says to Achashver, tsar zeh, this enemy, ein shavu v'nozak shamelech. He doesn't care about the damage that's done to the king. He was jealous about Vashti, I guess Vashti's power, and he had her killed. And now he wants to kill me. In other words, he doesn't care about you. He's killing all the king's wives. Very interesting point. And she's about to reveal, of course, that she's Jewish. He wants to kill me too. Vayomer, vayomer, lomeli. What's the double aloshin? The aloshin says vayomer el chachashverish, and then vayomer lester malka. Amar beivol b'tchila yidei torgeman. It started out using translators. Kivin de amar lei. Once she said to him, midbei shol kasina, that she comes from shol, miad vayomer lester malka. He spoke to her without a translator. Ah, so now she's really chashuv. Because he's realized that he's marrying a descendant, he's married to a descendant of Shaul, so he could finally speak to his wife through a translator. It seems up until now he wasn't speaking to his wife Esther through a translator. She reveals that's Haman Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Lamed Shehoisa Michave Klape Achashverosh. She was pointing to Achashverosh. In other words, this Lashon Ish Tsar V'Oyev, this whole thing got drawn out. Why? Because she wanted to accuse the king as being a terrible man, as the Gemara had delineated earlier. Uval Malach V'Sotar Yada Klapi Haman, and the Malach pushes her hand in the direction of Haman. V'Amelach Kam V'Chamasai, the king gets angry. V'Amelach Shav B'Ginas Habisan, he then came back. Makishiva Lakima, to equate the going to the coming. Makima Bechema Avshiva Bechema. Just like he got up in anger, he returned in anger. The Azulishkach Lamalche Ashares, because he saw angels. The Damaliki Gavri that appeared to him like men, Vakakridli Lani Divastani, and they were destroying his orchard. V'amalu, he said, Mayuv Daicha, what are you guys doing here? Amrulei Difkidnu Haman. Haman commanded us. In other words, Haman's starting to take away your whole king, take apart your palace. Also, the Beisei, he came to his house, and of course, Haman's terrible luck. V'Haman Nofel Alamita. Haman has fallen on the bed. Asks the Gemara, the expression is Nofel. Of course, that bed is where Esther is on. Doesn't look very good. V'Haman Nofel Alamita Asher Esther Aleha. Says the Gemara, what does it mean in the present? He's falling. Not for me, by the way. It should be in the past. He fell. He fell on it, and he was there begging her. So the Malach came along and was constantly pushing him down. In other words, Haman's trying to get up. I guess this is what the Megillah is supposed to do. Simchas Purim is supposed to make us laugh. It's Mishenich Nezav, but Simchas HaTorah. So, the Malach came along, Haman tries to get up, and the Malach pushes him down. Omar, vaymi beisa vaymi bara. He says, he's trying to hurt me in my house, inside the house. Achashver says about Haman, he's trying to hurt me outside. That the Lashon is, not only are you trying to destroy outside my orchard, but you're also trying to steal my wife. Vayomer Harvoina, the pasuk says, Echad min asarisim, one of them reforms that there's also a tree, Asher Heichin Haman Lemordechai. Amar Avlaz, Av Harvoina Rosh Abaisa Eitzahaya. Harvoina was not such a good guy. He originally was helping Haman to build it for Mordechai. Kim Shurash Alinskai Meitzahsa Miyad Barach. He was a fair weather politician. So he went to the other side. Vahainu Dechsiv, he goes to Mordechai's side, and this is what the pasuk says in Eov, V'yashlech alav lo yachmo miyadoi baroach yivrach, that there are people who are ones who run away from their friends when things get tough, miyad baroach yivrach, then they run away, and that's what exactly Harvoina did. So he tries to be machnif to find favor in Achashverosh's eyes by tattling on something that he himself was once involved with, politics. V'chamas ha-melech shechacha, and the anger of the king had subsided. Says the Gemara, Shtei Shechichos Halala, why this double lashon, Shachacha, which seems to indicate that they're subsided doubly. So says the Gemara, Achas Shel Malko Shel Oilam, One is the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'achash shel Achashverosh, and the other is the anger of Achashverosh, v'ami lo achas shel Esther v'achas shel Vashti. Some say one is in regards to what Haman wanted to do to Esther, and what Haman had caused to be done to Vashti. Now the Gemara begins to discuss Binyamin, presumably because we mentioned that Esther is from Binyamin. Last word on the second to last line to Zayin Amad Aleph, L'kulam Nasan Ish Chalifos Malos, L'Binyamin Nasan Chamish Chalifos. Yosef gives Binyamin 5 sets of clothing. So Gemara comments, ironically, Efshar Dovashin Star Boy Se Atzadik Yikoshel Boy. Is it possible that the matter that Yosef, fascinating Gemara over here, that Yosef himself had suffered from so much, and that was the favoritism that was given to him by his father, he's doing the exact same thing to Binyamin? The Amar Rava Bar Mechasim, Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rab, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloim, Meila Shaisi Yaakov Li Yosef. Parents have to be so careful. What Yaakov had added to give to Yosef, which was the weight of 2 sloim of nice wool, the ksonis pasim sharechav, v'niskal galadovar, v'yorda v'sil Mitzrayim. That's what caused the whole Yerida to Mitzrayim. We've got to be so careful about jealousy. So how could Yosef repeat the same mistake? A question that might have occurred to many of you. Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, Rabbi Yom Yefes answers, Remez Ramaz Loi, Shasid Ben Latzos Miyenu, he was referring to the event of Mordechai, that eventually he's going to go out with the 5 unique clothes of a melech. Shnemar Mordechai yotzei b'levush malchus, techeles, etc., etc. The pasuk describes that the 5 things, techeles, v'chur, v'ater, zov, etc., etc. So it was a remez for that. Whether the brothers understood that is a little bit unclear, but the point is, according to Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, in other words, Binyamin's brothers, but according to Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, it was that Yosef was trying to send a specific message. The pasuk continues. Now we go to more to the parsha of Yosef and Binyamin. Vayipal tzavrei Binyamin achiv. He fell on the neck of Binyamin, his brother. But here the lashon hapasuk is a little bit strange. It says tzavrei, which sounds like that Binyamin had a few necks. What does it mean? Kamet tzavrei havalei Binyamin. How many necks did he have? Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says the following: Bachal shnei mikdashim shasidin lios bechelko shel Binyamin. He was crying on about the Beis Hamikdash that was going to be built in the chelik of Binyamin vasidin lecharev and is going to be destroyed. Binyamin bachal tzavarav, and Binyamin was crying on Yosef's shoulder, because he wasn't crying on 2 batei mikdashim, he was crying on 1 Mikdash that was going to be in Shilom. Bachal Mishkan Shilom Shaslios Bechalko Shel Yosef Vasilicharev. So he was crying on that destruction. Hence, by Binyamin it says Tzavarei in the plural. Now, could be there's something even deeper that's going on over here in the Gemara, and I was thrilled to see this quote in the name of the Maharsha, that the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, I believe this is referred to in the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey in Zvachim, that the area of the Har HaBayis is referred to as a tzavar, like going a neck. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim refers to that, and this is what Marsha quotes, K'migdal David Tzavarecha, with the Beis HaMikdash sitting on top of that neck. Hence, the plural tzavar is not just tam, it's not just a general metaphor, but is a very specific metaphor for the Makom HaMikdash. Yosef says to his brothers, V'hine einechem roz v'hine achiv Binyamin. Kifi amedaber aleichem, your eyes see and the eyes of Binyamin see that I am speaking to you the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einechem roos includes also Binyamin. So why does he repeat again Binyamin? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, V'amar lahem, kishem she'em belibi al Binyamin achi, shlohaya b'michirasi. He was telling them the following, that just like I have no tainus, no complaints against Binyamin, my brother, he was never involved in my seol. So, same is with you, aleichem. The same thing goes with you. Ki pi amedaber aleichem, kifi kein libi. Because what I am saying is what's in my heart. In other words, the kifi is saying my heart is just like my peh. Ulav shalach kazel sasarach amarim nosim bitul mitzrayim. He sent his father 10 mules that were filled with all the best of Egypt. My mitul mitzrayim, what exactly was it filled with? Amar binyam bar yefes, amar belazar, shalach lo yayin yashan, shedasakenim nocha imenu. Wine that elderly people would enjoy. Ve'ochel gamecha vayiplu lufanav. Later on, brothers fell in front of him. Amar binyamin bar yefes, amar belazar. He taught Hainu de Amrienji, this is what people say, Tale bi'idne sgidle. When the fox, even though he's not the king, when he's having Hatzlacha, bow down to him. And that's exactly what Yosef's brothers do. They immediately bow down to him, even though they didn't necessarily think he was his brother. Tale, why do you consider a Yosef like a fox? My bitsiruse ma'achve. Why was he considered less than them? Eli itmar hachi itmar. No. This is what the mashal means. Vayishtachu Yisrael la rosh hamita. Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes and Rabbi Lazar tala beidina sagile. That Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes was making this comment in a totally different context, and that is Yisrael. When Yaakov Avinu bows down at the head of the bed when he's about to die, so then in that case, that is as if you have someone who's greater bowing down to someone smaller, that was Yisrael, the father, bowing down to Yosef, his son. Brothers are really concerned that Yosef is going to take advantage of them. The pasuk says, Vayinachim osim vayidaber libam. He comforted them, he spoke to their hearts, and he told them not to worry. Amar Binyamin Yefes, Amar Belaza. Melamed shalom dvarim shemiskablim al alev. He said to him things that would speak to their hearts. U'ma'asar neiro stol yichlul chabos ner echa. Just like 10 candles can't put out one candle, ner echad, can't put one can out one candle ner echad, heyachyach lechavos asar neris, one candle can't put out another 10. I have no desire to extinguish you, and I can't extinguish you, Yosef said to his brothers. We now go back to Psukei HaMegillah. La'yehudim ma'isari rebe simcha v'sasam ikar. The Gemara continues three lines into wadin tezayin amibayis. Am Rav Yehuda oira zu tayra. Oira refers to tayra. V'chein u'ar mekinitz ner mitzv tayra ar. They rejoiced that they were able to fill tayra. Simcha ze yomtev. Simcha refers to yomtev. That's what the pasuk says. You shall rejoice on your holiday. So the word simcha is referring to that. Sasan zu mila. Sasan refers to mila. And the reference to sasan referring to mila comes from the pasuk sasan oich amar secha. I will rejoice with your commandments. And Chazal understood that imra secha being in reference to mila. Rashi explains, because Mila was given with a maimer, not with a dibur, because the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, so hence, Imrasecha, in general, the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were given through a dibur, and not through a maimer. Vikar Elu Tfilin. Vikar refers to Tfilin. V'cheinu Amir V'ro Kol Am Aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha V'yoru Mimekka, that this is the dear part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tanya, and we learned, Rebbe Lazar HaGadol Amir Elu Tfilin Shevarosh. This refers to the tefillin on the head. I heard from Rabbi Rav Nevinzal Shlita a few years ago that the Gemara is not just Stam Darshaning, that one part refers to Eiris Taira, Simchas Yantav, and so on. Rav Nevinzal said beautifully, when we were in the Gzeira of Haman, so then we had to minimize these specific things. There was no Yom Tov because there was Avelus. There was, and also more specific, he said it better than me. He said that when it came to, they had to go through the fast of Pesach, and since they had to go through the fast of during Pesach, they had to be Mevatel Yom Tov. Of course, when they were fasting and davening, they weren't able to learn. Visasan, they weren't able to do Mila. Vikar, they weren't able to do Tfilin because they had, the Gemara in Tainus tells us that when there's ash on the head, so then you can't put on Tfilin. The Megillah describes all the 10 sons of Haman that were killed. Ve'espashar dosa, Aseres b'nei Haman, Amar of Atat min Yafo, Aseres b'nei Haman, Va'aseres, both. The 10 names of Haman's kid and the word Vatzeres, Tzarech l'mimrinu b'shima achas, should all be said, you need to say it, in one breath. My time akula ba'adadi nafkin shmusayu. They all died at once. Now, of course, this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, and is one of the hardest things to be mekayim in the Megillah, to say that the Makri, the Balkore, should say all of the names in one breath. Amar Rabbi Yochanan,
Vav divizaisa, the letter vav in the word
vizaisa, tzarech lemim chab bizkifa. You need to make it longer, like a large tree hanging, kimurdayo deliveris, like the long stick that's used by a ship to navigate. My taima kulu bechad skifa is that kifa, because we want to say that they all were hung on one tree. Amar b'chinei bar papa darsh reb shila ish kifay timarta kol hashiris, all of the songs kula nichtavos ariach agabe levenu levenu agabe ariach are supposed to be written like bricks, one on top of the next. We of course know that the layout of az yashir is different. You have two statements separate from with a gap in between, and then one that is in between them on the next line. The way bricks are laid, chutz mizu, except for this shira, which is not written that way, umalche kanan, and the 31 kings in Sefer Yeshua. So there, one is written on top of each other. Riach agabe riach levena agabe levena. My time, what's the reason? Shlotet kuma limapalton, in order to signify that we don't want them to be able to stand up from their mapala, that we don't want them to have any recovery from their downfall. Mary continues, Varimamelch Esther Amalkum, Shushanabihara Hogwa Yehudim, the king recounted to Esther how many Jews, how many people were killed by the Jews. There was a malach that came and struck him on the face, because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Amelech LeEsther," this is what happened. And then he says, "Umashe Elasech V'Inasein Lach." So he started off describing, almost as a complaint, the Jews killed so many people, and then at the end of the day, he says, "Mashe Elasech V'Inasein Lach." So it was the same problem, the Jews standing up to defend themselves, and ultimately then the Goyim coming along and complaining that in self-defense they had killed too many people. When Esther came in front of the king, so then the pasuk says, Omar, ask the Mara, Amra mi baile, she say, she said, Amra b'yechanan ye Omer b'peh, that she wants it to be recorded, what is written down. In other words, she wants it to be said over that which is written in a sefer. There should be a mitzvah of Megillah. Hence, it's not simply Esther's request, I should say Amra, but rather is also Mordechai's request. So therefore, the word Amar is used. The Gemara continues to Darshan, and this is a very important drasha lahalacha. The pasuk says that the Igeris of Purim is going to be Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, words of peace and truth. Amar Rabbi Tanchav, Amar Lam, Amar Vasi, Melame Shetzricha Sirtat Kamita Shel Teira, that the Lashon of Emes means to equate it, put it on par to the truth of Torah. And hence, just like the Torah requires etched out lines, so too the Megillah requires etched out lines. There is a discussion in the Brisker Rav and his Sefer on the Rambam, whether it's really means to equate the chiyuv of sirtut of Megillah that has the same status as Kisvei Kodesh of Shar Divrei Torah. That is still an open question and is discussed with him there. We're going to stop today's daf over here, about 10 lines from the bottom. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with daf Yud Zayin. Wishing you a good tevach.